Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. I am Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And also, I have the honor of being the pastor of New Vision for Life Church in Gwin Oak, Maryland. And we encourage any and all of you to go to our website, www.newvisionforlife.com, and check out our ministry there. And normally I would be saying, if you don't have any place to go on Sunday morning, you can come and visit us. But this morning I'm saying, please stay in your homes and do what is necessary to remain safe and protected, as we all would desire to be. But you still can be with us online. So to God be the glory. And have with me this morning, of course, our wonderful, beautiful co-host. Praise be unto God. Good morning to you, beloved.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. This is your co-host, Minister Tamika Garnes, and I am happy to be able to be with you guys this morning. My schedule kind of changed now for the social distancing at work, and so it'll be times where you won't hear me on the show on Saturdays. But my heart is still with you guys, and yes, I'm sad, you know, on those days that I'm at work and can't be a participant. So just want to say good morning, and I am happy to be alive. Amen.
Yay! Hallelujah! I'm so happy you're alive too.
Yeah.
Yes, my life would really be different without you, and I do thank God for you. I thank Him for you. Praise be unto God. Well, good morning, hallelujah, to Tamika Shelton. Good morning, beloved, to Joyce, her mother. God bless you, woman of God. To Joyce in New York, praise be unto God. To Prophetess Kim, God bless you. God bless Isaiah in Chicago, Isaiah in Pennsylvania. God bless Teresa in Pennsylvania. God bless you, woman of God. God bless Prophetess Dorn, Michelle Williams, Deacon Thomas Farr. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And to all of the rest of you, God bless you all. We really do appreciate you. It's one of these days I probably will have to come to the point, you know, that I stop doing roll call in the morning. I stop doing roll call, but I mean, I just love you guys so much. And those of you that have been so faithful, you know, I just always want to give you a great big shout out. But whatever it is that God has us do, we'll do. But I just love giving you a shout out. Oh, and I forgot the Crawfords. Yes, God bless them as well. Praise be unto God. So listen. When I say this is the day that the Lord has made, truly it is the day that the Lord has made. And, of course, every single day He has made, and every single day is a different day. It's a new day. There's something special about that day. There are things that are going to happen in that day that didn't happen the day before and that won't happen on tomorrow. So each day is a separate day, and each day we have something to be grateful for, something to thank God for, and rejoicing in the day and being glad in it. You know, it's a commandment. It is a commandment. And I know the minute we say commandment, we all think of the Ten Commandments. No, it's not the Ten Commandments, but it is still a commandment of God. Just like we have the 49 or 50 one another commandments, God commanding us to do something. And so there are plenty, plenty, plenty of commandments in the Word of God, plenty commandments in the Word of God. And one of them is that we are to rejoice and be glad in the day. So, beloved, I encourage you that no matter what is going on today, no matter what your circumstances is, please find the wherewithal to find the time to give God praise, to honor him, and to worship him. And remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength. It is the joy that of the Lord, not happy-go-lucky, woo, I just got $1 million, woo, I just got a boat, got a house, got a man. Not that type of joy, not that type of happiness, but the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. That is where our strength comes from. That's where we find the ability to go on and to face another day, another day. That's where we find it. And we really must take that serious. We really must take that serious, that commandment that he's telling us, rejoice in the day. Rejoice in it and be glad. So I thank God for this opportunity to be with y'all this morning. It is a treasure. It is a pleasure. And let's not take any day for granted. And with that being said, beloved, you can address anyone that you would like to address, and would you please open us in prayer.
Amen. Yes, just a shout out to my husband, Mark Garnes. I just thank him. He's here. He works out of town during the week, and he comes home on the weekend. So I just happy that he's here and he made it home safely, and he's healthy, and just happy. Also want to give say good morning to our callers. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for joining us each and every Saturday. You are a part of our family, and we just want to just continue to give you guys information that helps you or helps someone else. And we just want to just thank God for choosing us and allowing us to be. This is the platform that he has given us to make him famous. So this show is all about him, and whatever it is that he lays on our hearts to share with you guys. So we love you, and we pray many blessings over you and your family's lives. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Father, we just give you praise. What a beautiful name it is, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a beautiful name it is. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you right now for your presence. We thank you right now for the joy and the strength that you give us each and every day, Lord God. We just give you praise. And we thank you for who you are. We thank you, oh God, for leading and guiding us, Lord God. We thank you for comforting us. We thank you for the strength, Lord God, your strength that you give us to be able to get up every day and get out of the bed and to do the things that we need to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you come and you see about us and that you check on us, Lord God, and you make sure that we have what we need in the name of Jesus, oh God, and you make sure that we know that you love us. No matter what we encounter and no matter what we go through, you make sure that we know that you love us, oh God. And we apologize. We ask for forgiveness for taking that for granted, Lord God, for not being our best selves, the best ones that you created us to be, for not just worshiping you and praising you and reading your word like we're supposed to. Lord God, for not reaching out to people who need help, people, you know, that are standing on the corners with their signs, oh God, and we have the means to help and we don't. Lord God, please forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, Lord, just for taking care of us, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you, Father, for dispatching angels on our behalf, Lord God. We just thank you for being a loving Father, no matter what we come up against, Lord God, no matter what we go through. You are a loving Father, and you show us the way, and you give us the tools and the resources that we need, oh God. And as we look around the world today and we see everything thing that's going on and how many people are dying, Lord God. We still give you praise because we know that you are still in control, Lord, and we're not moved by the things that we see here in the natural, Lord God. We're moved by what we see in the spiritual realm, Lord God. And in the spiritual realm, there's no fear. And we refuse to allow fear to grip us and take a hold of us, Lord God, because we know that we serve a God that is bigger than anything that we will ever go through. So, Father, we just call on you just to keep us, Lord God. We call on you, but when we hear bad news, Lord God, things that we didn't want to hear, Lord God, we call on you to just keep us in your perfect peace, Father, in the name of Jesus, your perfect peace that surpasses all understanding, your perfect peace, Lord God, that we simply can't understand, but that we know we can take advantage of. We know that we can rest in your arms, oh God. We know, Father God, that when we hear things and we see things and we don't understand, God, we know that we can call on you and you will answer, Lord God, and you will show us the way, and you, Father God, will just wrap us close in your arms, oh God, and you will wipe away our tears, and you will show us and tell us that everything will be okay, Lord God. So even, God, in this moment, this thing that we're facing, God, it seems like a giant, it seems like a big mountain, God, but you're even bigger than that, Father God. You're bigger than that, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And during this time, God, we really need you, God, and I know that there are a lot of people praying, God. There are a lot of prayer lines that are open every day, Lord God. There are still services being held in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But Father, I just pray or a supernatural move of your presence, one that we haven't seen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, that you would hear the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, Lord God. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, this is the time where we all, the body of Christ, should be coming together on one accord and in unity, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, so we just thank you right now that you are the way maker, you are the miracle worker, and you are the light in the darkness, Lord God. And right now, we're walking through some darkness, Lord God, but you are our light, and we just continue to keep our eyes on you so that we can see where we're going, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. And we just pray for those that have been affected by this in whatever form, whatever way that they've been affected, Lord God. And I just pray that those that don't know you, Lord God, will fall on their knees and cry out to you, Lord God, and would accept you as their Lord and Savior during this time, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. And I know that your name is ringing out on the earth, Lord God, because many people are calling on you, God, people that once didn't believe in you, God. They're calling out. They're calling your name, God. They're crying out for you now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just touch the hearts of our little people, Lord God, our little kids that don't understand, that don't know why they can't go to school, that don't know why they can't be around their friends. Lord God, I just pray that you just touch their hearts right now, God, and don't allow that spirit of fear to even attack them at this young age, God. So, Lord, I come against every spirit that may try to infiltrate the minds and the hearts of our little people right now in the name of Jesus, God. And I just pray, Lord, that you would dispatch their angels right now, that even when they're in their rooms, God, and they're sleeping, Lord, that they're covered by the blood, Lord God. Even if their parents aren't praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that they're covered by the blood in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, I just pray that you continue to have your way, God, have your way. Have your way, have your way, Lord God. Just have your way, Lord. We bless you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
I tell you, praise God. Praise God. We are just so grateful, you know, for the opportunity, you know, to pray together. We as a ministry, we have been coming together every night now at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have been coming together every night at 6:30 to pray from the beginning of March up until now. And it has been a blessed time in the Lord. It has been a blessed time in the Lord. And we're going to continue to do that. There are some things we may add on to what it is we're doing, but we are just going to continue to pray until the Lord lifts it from us to do this on a nightly basis. And with us not being able to gather in church, you know, there may be other things that we will incorporate into gathering together nightly, but this has been a blessing for us as a ministry because we are coming together nightly and hearing each other's voices, whereas prior to this, of course, the only time we had the opportunity to hear each other was on Wednesday night for Bible study and Sunday morning for our services. But now we are hearing from each other on a daily basis. So we have been brought closer together in this time. And in this week, we've been expounding on the events of Holy Week. And Holy Week was from Palm Sunday until tomorrow, which is Resurrection Sunday. And so we had someone different expound on an event that took place during the Holy Week. And oh, the teachings that we have received this week has been such a blessing, such a blessing it has been. And I have enjoyed it thoroughly, number one, because of the fact that with us having other people doing it, I have, you know, there are many ministers in our church, and when I say ministers in the church, I'm not only talking about licensed and ordained ministers. There are ministers because of the fact that they are born again, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, praise be unto God, love the Lord, love the Word of God, and are able to share what it is that the Lord has given us with the Word. So many different people have been sharing with us all week long, and it has been a blessing. We've learned a lot. I had mentioned before that I have never walked through the week of the Holy Week day by day and looking at it in that manner. I've read the stuff that happened, but never had to expound on it. Normally in churches, you know, you get the seven last words, and that's what we get. We get Palm Sunday, then we do Good Friday, and then we do Resurrection Sunday. And those are the 3 days in the week of the Holy Week that we get. And but we went through the events of the Holy Week day by day by day, and it truly has been a blessing. It truly has been a blessing. So I am excited. I'm excited about what the Lord has done and what he is doing and coming together to pray every day. You know, as we gather together, it has just a little bit of the feeling that I get when I read in the book of Acts how the people gathered together from house to house. They broke bread together and they taught the word together. And that's how when you have the mega churches and they have their small cell groups or their home cell groups, that is so that the people will have contact with one another, develop relationship with one another, because when you talking about a church with 2,000 to 15,000 people attending a church, it's not as personal as the smaller groups. And when you have a church that large, it is necessary to have the small groups so that there is relationship that's building together. God did not make us for us to be alone, and so we need to be with one another. And that is one of the things that the body of Christ, you know, we felt a pull away from each other with this distancing. You know, that we are created to have human touch, and so with us not being able to gather together and greet one another with a holy kiss, the shake hands, the hug one another, that was something that really put a strain on the body of Christ. But praise God for technology, y'all. You know, we can still talk to one another. And now with Zoom and other FaceTime softwares on our phones, we're able to see one another, praise God. And Facebook Live, you know the different avenues where we can see one another. We still can't touch each other physically, but there are ways that we can still be drawn in and brought closer together. And this pandemic has definitely made us closer as a family. With us being a small church, a very powerful church, yet small, you would think that we that we were closer, you know, than what we realized. No, we realized that even though we were a close, intimate church, a family-oriented church, and I don't mean my family-oriented, I mean the people in the church, we have families in the church, and so we're close, but this has brought us closer because we are talking to each other every single day, talking to each other. Also, the other thing that has been powerful out of this is the fact that not only are we talking to each other, but on purpose, we are talking to God. We are talking to God on purpose. And we know that there are some homes, no matter how much we go to church, there are some homes that aren't praying every single day. And there's some homes, you know, where we're not gathering with one another every single day. But this has brought us together every day. We're praying to our Father. We're talking with one another. We are praying for one another. We've taken prayer requests. So there are people all over the world that are getting prayers done for them because people are coming to the line. Could you pray for this? Could you pray for that? Could you pray for my loved one? And so forth and so on. And beloved, it has been a blessed time in the Lord, a blessed time in the Lord. And so we do thank God for everything that he's doing and for all that is going on in this season. We thank the Lord. The word tells us to thank him in everything, not for everything, but to thank him in everything. And so we do thank him in everything. And in this, praise be unto God, we will find the blessed favor of God on our lives. That God is really, really, he has really displayed favor. And you say, well, Apostle Banks, you know, like I've got relatives that are sick with this virus and sick with other things and so forth, and they are saved. How is it that God is showing any favor on them? Beloved, God is still showing favor on his people. He is still blessing his people. The word in Deuteronomy 30:19. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that thou and thy seed may live. God calling blessing and or cursing against us. What is it that we are going to choose? It told us to choose life, to choose life. And God has really set up a wall for us to distinguish us, a wall between us and poverty and us and sickness. God has chosen us, and we then must choose life so that we could be shielded and surrounded by that shield of blessing and favor. God can bring back to us and give to us what Satan had stolen from us. He's stolen so much from us and over the years, but the blessing of God could call us. The blessing and the favor of God can cause us to regain in a day what Satan has taken from us in years. He's stolen from us, from our family, from our businesses. You know, he's stolen from us in ministry. But I want you, hallelujah, even on this day, hallelujah, this day that the Lord has made, I want you to close your eyes and just begin to visualize, hallelujah, visualize the stuff that had been taken from you that you want back. Visualize it and see it coming back into your life. See it coming back to your house, back to your businesses, back in relationships, being restored because of the blessing favor of God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. And a day walking in the favor of God, praise be unto God, is greater than us trying to work thousands and thousands of days trying to gain it back ourselves. We can't work hard enough to get back everything that we want. We can't work hard enough to restore a lot that has been lost. But with the supernatural blessing and favor of God, stuff can be restored in a day. God can take things, hallelujah, and turn them around quicker than we ever thought. And I know there's some of us that have been praying and hoping and wishing and crying and carrying on, asking God for this, that, and the other, and we haven't seen it done yet. But, Lord, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Give it time. Remember, our day is not like his day. Our day is not like his day. God will do what he said he would do. He's not a man that he should lie. And so we must trust in his word. Proverbs 10 and 22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. And the word maketh there, it carries force and power, the ability to do something, strength that will move things out of the way. We will be successful because we have the blessing favor of the Lord. The blessing favor of the Lord, the word says, has the ability to make us rich. It maketh us, the word says, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. It maketh rich. It makes us successful. It makes us healthy. It makes us. That's his word, the blessing of the Lord. He makes us that way. And so we are grateful this morning, so, so very grateful to know that God is watching over us, that he, hallelujah, has everything in control, that he is the author and the finisher, praise be unto God, of our faith, that he is the one. He truly, truly is the one that is taking care of us and that is seeing to it that we achieve that which he wants us to achieve. So we want you to be encouraged in the Lord and do not, hallelujah, walk in fear. And I do want you babies to understand that we know that we are afraid sometimes, that we are nervous about things that are going on. But God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Excuse me. And just the way we've seen in the natural, how people have physically fought for our rights, as African American people, fought for our rights, for women's rights, fought for our rights as Christians, fought for rights. Excuse me, there were many rights that we had to physically fight for. We beloved in the spirit realm, we have to fight. We have to fight. We cannot give up. We cannot walk around in fear. If all of us walked in fear, we would lose every single battle that we would have to face. But Christ has won the battle for us, and we got to get that in our heads. He's won the battle. He's won the battle. Yes, we have to walk it out physically walk through some things that we have to walk out in the natural. Baby, the battle is won. The battle is won. Please understand that God, hallelujah, is able. God is able. God is able. Beloved, would you come in with this, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, thank you. Yes, God is able. He certainly is. And we can see when we wake up in the morning that he's able. You know, throughout our day, he's able. When we lay down to rest at night, he's able. And even throughout the night, he's able, because we don't, when we're asleep, we don't know what's going on around us. And so he's able. He dispatches our angels on our behalf to watch over us at night. And so, yes, God is able. He's able to do just what he said he would do. And in Ephesians 1 and 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." So out of the blessed, God flows the blessing favor. Paul had established that God is blessed. And if you don't know how blessed your father is, it will diminish your ability to walk in the blessing favor of your father. So you may say, "Well, no, I don't know how blessed my father is." So I can tell you this little secret. You can establish a relationship with your father by just spending time with him. And it's just like when we have relationship with people around us. We can't say that we know a person if we don't spend time with them, if we don't make time, intentional time, to get to know them. And, you know, you may hear a person say, somebody may say the name, say Eric, and someone will say, "Oh, I know Eric." And you may start having a conversation, and the person that said they know Eric, you're like, "No, that's not the Eric that I know." And, you know, people start to give the physical description, and that may be that the physical description may be of the Eric that you're speaking about, but the character and the things that they're saying about Eric does not match the Eric that you know. And so you can kind of know that this person has not spent valuable time in Eric's presence, because what they're saying just does not, you know, just does not fit. And so when we spend that quality time, intentional time with our father, that means that, you know, you may have to wake up a few minutes before it's time for you to get up for work. And, you know, you wake up, you pray, you read a scripture. And if this becomes, you know, habit, it has to become habit. In his word, you can see that he's able. If you read your word, there are many things that happened in the Bible that people faced, and it tells us how people were able to overcome, because God is able. He's able to do what he said he would do. He's not a man that he would lie, and he shows us even in our everyday communing with him, he shows us how able he is. Even through this pandemic, he's showing us how able he is. And yesterday when I was at work and I was listening to some awesome praise music in my earbud, and I'm sitting there, I'm typing, doing what I'm entering my prescriptions or whatever I had on my screen, and I'm like, I was trying my best to hold back tears. I just wanted to jump up out of my seat and just start praising the Lord. And I'm like, hold up, I'm at work. I can't do that right now, but I want to so bad. And then I heard somebody say, "Oh my goodness, it's snowing." And I'm like, "No, it's not. That's those things coming off the trees." And my coworker was like, "I don't know what you're talking about, but that's snow. That is snow." So I'm staring out the window, and I'm like, it is snowing. as I turned back and I looked at my screen, and I just, tears just welled up again in my eyes, because God is so, so awesome. And then I'm telling you, within 3 to 4 minutes, I looked back out the window and the sun was out. And I said, oh, God, you are so wonderful. Like, God is showing us that he is in control at this moment. It doesn't matter what, you know, people are saying and all this stuff that's going on that's causing people to be in so much fear. And, you know, and I get nervous over things every now and then, you know, because I still have to go to work. I'm an essential employee. I work in a pharmacy, so I have to go to work. And so, you know, little things where certain medications aren't available and, like, that stuff is becoming unavailable. And this is not to, you know, put fear on anybody. It's just to let you guys know that certain things are becoming unavailable now. Manufacturers, it's like we can't get it. And if we can't get it, we can't get it. And so we just have to make sure that you stay in prayer. When you're praying, to pray for the pharmaceutical companies, you know, for meds to still be available for people that need them, because there are, you know, humans that are working at these facilities that produce, and if they're getting sick, that means they're short on staff and things are becoming unavailable. So just keep that in your prayers as well. So even in that, again, God is able, because why? He's the ultimate healer, and many people, I believe, will be healed without medication. So, yes, amen. So to be convinced that we are about to receive great wealth and riches, we must be confident that the person giving the riches is capable of doing so. A check is only as good as the check writer's ability to pay. As children of God, we must know that our Heavenly Father possesses everything we need in life, a promise he makes to us throughout the Bible. And so Paul considers the foundation for the blessing favor to be this fact: God is blessed. So if God is blessed, guess what? That means that we are blessed, because we were created in his image. So God is not frail, impoverished, or impotent. He has every resource at his disposal, both things seen and unseen. Nothing lies beyond his ownership. God only temporarily allows man to use his resources. God is all powerful. And Apostle, when we're on a line every night, she says that the things that, like, our job, that is a resource, and God is our source. So God is our source. So he makes those resources available to us. And those people that are in high places, that's working behind the scenes or that's making decisions, they are resources. They are not the source. And so, you know, if we're unemployed at this time, guess what? God is able, because he is the source. He is the source to provide everything that we will ever, ever, ever need at this time. You know, God is so faithful. He's not going to allow us to go without. But we have to believe that is true of who he is. And I believe that at this time, God is truly showing us who he is. And, you know, even through this time, we're seeing how in some areas there's nothing in the grocery stores, and the shelves are bare, and it looks like a whole war zone. God is able, you know. God is able to put resources back in those places. He's able to touch the hearts of people that will travel to these places and just donate what it is that the people need. But we all have to have a heart. We have to have God's heart. This is the time where we should be showing God's love to his people. And we may be short on some things, and we may be like, I'm unemployed at the moment. How can I help? I really don't have anything to give anybody. But prayer is the best thing that we can ever give somebody. Prayer is better than money. Prayer is better than a gift. You know, prayer is better than anything that we could ever offer anybody, because we know that prayers are answered and all these other things fade away. All these other things will fade away. So he is fully capable and able in all situations, at all times, and regardless of circumstances to exert control. Sorry, one second. To exert control over his resources. God has authority over all things. He can and will do what he says. He can and will do when it comes to the blessing, favor, and the transition of wealth. Mining companies do not own the gold and silver and other precious stones and metals of this earth. And the oil companies do not own the oil and gas resources of the earth. Man can never truly own any of the earth's resources, because every resource is created by God. The one who creates is the one who owns. What God creates, he owns. Behind every transaction and every transfer of wealth on this earth are abilities, ideas, invention, innovation, and energy. And guess what? God is behind it all, because he is the source. Amen. Go ahead, beloved.
Bless your heart. Amen. 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 Praise be unto God. Yes, darling, God is able. He is able. And he owns it all. He owns it all. He created it all. Everything is imparted by him. Understand that the devil does not own anything, and he cannot create. Before we go on with anything, remember, beloved, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And if there's something that you would like to say on what you've heard thus far, something that you would like to add, please press 1 on your keypad, and we can share, let you share in this. This is Heart to Heart. Praise be unto God. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. So don't be afraid to press the 1 on your keypad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And the beauty in all of this is, you see, once we recognize that God, as the benevolent and the wise owner of everything, we can realize just how far our inheritance extends. Remember earlier when Tabika said that a check is only as good as the person that wrote the check. You know, we can write checks and put on there, pay to Tabika Garnes $1 million and give her the check. And I said, it's only as good as the person who wrote it, but no, it's only as good as the ability of that person to pay that check. That's it. And so I can write a check to $1 million to Tabika Garnes and give it to her. I've written her a check. If she takes that check to the bank to cash it, she can probably become a famous basketball player, because it's going to bounce and bounce and bounce over and over again, because I don't have $1 million to give her. That check is written on paper. It has absolutely no value to it whatsoever. But having the ability to pay that check is what makes it valuable, what makes it worthwhile. And knowing that who God is, and recognizing that he owns everything, that what's his is our inheritance. That remember that. That's our inheritance, you know, what he has promised us and so forth. And so that's what makes this a valuable thing, of looking at the fact that God is able. That God is able. And babies, we got to walk in the knowing. I know that I know that I know. I believe it. I know it. I am confident in it. And there's nothing you can do that can change what I believe about my daddy. There's nothing you can do to change that. Nothing. John, 1 John 4:17 says, as he is, so are we in this world. And so anything that we perceive to be blessings and favor in heaven or on earth, God is that. He has that. He does that to the infinite degree. God is who he says he is, and we are his sons and daughters. And therefore, he has endowed us, endowed us with the power and the authority to walk in what he has blessed us with. Any resource that is related to value or wealth belongs to comes from and is controlled by, guess who? Our daddy. Our daddy. And he is the one who desires to bless us. God delights in blessing us, beloved. It is his desire to show us all of his kingdom, everything that he has to offer us. It is his desire to do that. And there's so many things that have been before us, so many things that God even wants to release to us. But our lack of being able to even conceive the idea that Daddy wants to do that for us, that he wants to see us blessed, that he is willing and ready to release some things. And you know, let me tell you, let me tell you this, beloved. When we know what God will do, when we know him, when we are intimate with him, when we know the favor that God has for us, it motivates us to worship him. It motivates us to worship him. And as we are worshiping him, he begins to pour out more and more and more for us. We love the song, you know, Waymaker. And there's the part in the song that really blesses our heart, that even when we don't see it, he's working. And even when we don't feel it, he is working. And for that, man, I thank God. I thank God for it. And we can't minimize what God does down to what our earthly parents do. But, babies, think about the time. Think about the time that, hallelujah, that you know your household needed something. And you knew they needed it. Your parents knew that they needed it. And all of a sudden, what was needed for the household, it appears. It's there. And you say, well, where did this come from? You see, you didn't see what mommy and daddy went through to get that there for you. You didn't see it. But they were working. They were trying to figure out how to get it done. And then if they were saved, they were depending on God to help them to get it done. So each one, we have the faith is taking us from one level to another level. We're not going to see all the things our earthly parents do to bring about the reassurance of things in our home. We're not going to see God doing every single thing that he does, but they're working. They are working. And every time, you know, when a little child goes to their parents and asks them for something, those kids go with no doubt in their mind that their parents are going to give it to them. That's why they ask. Little children are not afraid. I love little people. They are not afraid to ask for what they want. And when you say no, they're not afraid to ask you again. And if you say no, guess what? They're not afraid to ask you again. And they may throw a temper tantrum. They may stomp on the floor, bang on the table. They want what they want, and they're not afraid to ask you. And so many times we end up giving them exactly what they asked for. And guess what that does? That encourages them to come back and ask for the next thing because they believe that their parents will do it for them. Babies, that's how we have to be with God. He has everything that we need, and we need not be afraid to ask him for it. We need not be afraid. He truly blesses us over and over again. But I'm telling you today, one of the ways to get him to release something is us worshiping him. God has the blessing favor that God has prepared for us has already been put in place. It is a finished work. It is complete. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He said, it's finished. Daddy, I have done what it takes for people to be healed. I have done what it takes for people to be prosperous. I have done what it takes for people to be delivered. I have done what it takes for people to have eternal life. I have done, hallelujah, Lord God, everything that you said that must be done in order for your people, your people to be back with you, for your people to be restored in the original design that you made them, for your people to walk in power and authority, for your people to be blessed so that they can bless others. God, Daddy, Father, Master of all, I have done everything. I have gone to hell. I've taken the keys away from Satan. I defeated him. I defeated him. I defeated him. He's a powerless foe. I defeated him. Daddy, I have done everything that was needed to be done in order for your children, my brothers and sisters, for them to be blessed, for them to be successful. Daddy, it's finished. It is a finished work. And then after he said it was finished, he was able to release the ghost. He was able to let it go. It was finished. It was done. It's done. It's done. Praise be unto God. It is a heavenly reality. And from God's point of view, we possess the land of blessing and favor right now. All of the blessings we could ever receive from God have already been created. They've already been established, and they're in a holding pattern waiting for us to possess it. So, babies, we got to understand that God already sees these things as ours. We have to do what's necessary for those things to be released unto us in the name of Jesus. And worshiping God, believing that it is, believing. We are like Joshua when he stood on the banks of the Jordan looking over into the promised land. The Lord told him that every piece of that land where he would put his foot had already been given to him, already has been given to him. God has already had the land mapped out for us, and it's ours. It's ours. Joshua had not crossed the river, he would not have received what was his. At that time, when the Lord told him that, you know, that land, that every place that the sole of your feet tread upon, I've given it to you. He hadn't crossed the river yet. He wasn't living in the land yet. The enemies were still living there. There were still battles ahead. But the fact was, the land belonged to Joshua and to the Israelites. God had given to them. Past tense. He had done it. It was done. It was an established work. It's yours. And then yet you say, you know, the word says, now go and take it. Well, why do I have to take something that's mine? It should already be in my possession. In other words, God had fixed everything. The battle that had to be fought, you know, the enemies that you have to face, the trials, the tribulations that you got to go through, God has already fixed it that you win. But you still got to go through it, and you got to go to it. Baby, we got to go to the promised land. But it's ours. It's a done deal. It is a done deal. Hallelujah. And that's where our mindset has to be. We have to believe that God owns and has every single thing that we need. Listen, I know I shared this before. Praise be unto God, but I just want to share it again because it's what hit me as I was talking about Joshua in the land and possessing what God said was yours. I know I shared it before about my daughter who was a low income, and this was 20 years ago. About 20 years, 20, 25 years ago, low income, and she wanted a house, and we're looking for a house for her, praise be unto God, and went to the HUD list for homes, and in looking for the HUD list, she found a house that she wanted, and she put in a bid for the house, and her bid wasn't the highest bid. So at first the house was to somebody else, And they went ahead, but my daughter knew in her spirit, Daddy told her this was her house. And so when somebody else won the bid, we're like, but Daddy, you said this was mine. So we kept praying and kept praying. Somebody else put the bid in on the house. They got the house. Well, guess what? The financing fell through. They didn't get the house. It had to be put back on the market. And when it was put back on the market, then they told her that she got the house, that she could now, you know, do what she needed to do for financing. Well, we went to the HUD site, and she got the house. But the crazy thing was her bid still was not the highest bid. But, beloved, God said it's her house. So her bid was chosen, and it wasn't the highest bid for that house. Then she goes to the bank, praise be unto God, and the banker is looking at this child's income, looking at this, and he'll say, ma'am, you can't afford this house. We can't give you a loan. And she said, my daddy, my father told me to come to you. This particular bank, she could have gone to any other bank, but he told her what bank to go to. My father said to come to this bank and you would be able to help me. They went through everything that they could, and they were saying my child could not afford the house. There was nothing that they could do to help her. And baby girl sat there, y'all, and she didn't say a word after that. She wouldn't get up out of that chair. She wouldn't move. Now, can you imagine how nervous the lender was sitting there looking at this woman, you know, that won't move, won't go, won't take no for an answer? And finally, the woman, the lender, got on the phone and she called, Joe, do we still have that particular program working? Is that program still available? Because she wasn't sure. You know, they have programs that are available today and not available tomorrow. He said, yeah, we do have that. But, you know, we also have this program that just came out today. And this one here, over here, this one is closing out tomorrow, but today is available. Beloved, by the time it was done and over with, my child got financed to purchase that house. Because God said it was hers. It belonged to her. Just like he said to Joshua, the land is yours. Go and possess it. The house was hers. Go and possess it. Yeah, there were some things that you had to go up against. There were some letters that had to be written. There were some things with letters that had to be written, say, we were able to help her with the down payment. We would do this. We would do that. Yeah, we had to go do all of that. But it was hers. And it wasn't like when Daddy says it's ours, okay, we just go and take it, and it's ours, and that's it. No, there's some things we have to do. Faith without works is dead. It's dead. So there were some things that had to be done. We did those things. She got that house, and to this very day, she is still in that house. To God be the glory. Beloved, we have the blessing favor of God upon our lives. We have the blessing favors of God on our lives. God is able and he is willing to do every single thing that he said he would do. Do you believe that God has power and the ability to give you what you need? Do you believe that God wants to meet your needs? Do you believe it? And the first step to possessing our inheritance of the blessing favor is knowing and believing that God has what we need. He is able, and our perception concerning God must change. We must change the way we see what God is willing to do for us. He is blessed, and therefore he is able to bless and favor us as his children. Beloved, as Jesus said on the cross, it's finished. It's done. It's a done deal. To God be all the glory and the honor. Sweethearts, that's all the time we have for today. We truly praise God and we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for being with us today. Remember that all of our shows, you can go on the internet to blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Etta Banks. And you will pull up the shows from heart to heart. and you will be able, praise be unto God, to listen to the show over again and to share them with others. Be back here with us again on next Saturday on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Take care. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.
God bless.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.